And pistons undebatable, flesh is biodegradable, people ego deflatable, see no evil and play the role. I'm Peter Gabriel with a sledgehammer, blood standards, red handed, set standards, dedicated, a deal of proof, Abel Miracle, Fannie Lou Hamer, Marla Riggs, Nina, and Fred Hampton. Yeah. There goes a neighborhood like Fred Sanford next door to Ned Flanders. These cats pop off at the mouth like over Redenbacher. My lyrics open up the portal, see your seven chakras, helicopter circle, and watch the exchange of Betty Crocker. Soap operas and Benton drama, prevent it, remember not for smash barriers. Barriers on the roadblocks. You don't get it, do you? The struggle don't stop it, don't quit. Worldwide winning with style and globetrotters. Don't try to sit home if you're stuck in time or broke watches.
Smash the walls of hate, end it for the next ascendance. Watching them fall from grace, repping for the independence. Futuristic sound, you just missed it now. Present with the essence, who we ball, but it all is fake, yeah.
When you don't pay attention, man,
that's why your power is the size of your attention span. Miller said it best,
when you don't pay attention, man,
that's why your respect's the size of your attention span.
It's fresh air when I'm speaking to y'all. Sometimes it falls upon deaf ears like I'm speaking to walls. I ain't preaching to y'all, breaking cycles of violence, not repeating they flaws. Open up your memory bank, I got the key to the vault. Serving the antidote to Alzheimer's, deleting and stall. Can't go below but think it over. We the leaders we've all been waiting for. Believe it, heed the call, breathe it, keeping involved. These lyrics, heat seekers deplete, tweet us till the speakers dissolve. Each generation must find its mission, fulfill or betray it. I know that ours is more than just being killers of players, yeah. And making millions of papers, our blood is spilling the haters. Too much injustice among us, is it still a complacent? Yeah.
Smash the walls of hate, end it for the next ascendance. Watching them fall from grace, repping for the independence. Futuristic sound, you just missed it now. Present with the essence, who we ball, but it all is fake, yeah.
When you don't pay attention, man,
that's why your power is the size of your attention span. Miller said it best,
when you don't pay attention, man,
that's why your respect's the size of your attention span. Smash the walls of hate, end it for the next ascendance. Watching them fall from grace, repping for the independence. Futuristic sound, you just missed it now. Present with the essence, who we ball, but it all is fake, yeah.
When you don't pay attention, man,
that's why your power is the size of your attention span. Miller said it best,
when you don't pay attention, man,
that's why your respect's the size of your attention span.
Wanting people to listen, you can't just tap them on the shoulder anymore. You have to hit them with a sledgehammer. And then you'll notice you've got their strict attention.
Good evening, it's 6:04 and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, streaming live at cfrc.ca.
Broadcasting live from the basement of Carruthers Hall, Queen's University campus, Kingston, Ontario, Turtle Island.
This is Bashback with DJ Flip.
And DJ Fraz.
So we're going to go through a little bit of community announcements. To start off with, last week we talked a lot about the MV Sunsea refugees, and there have been quite a number of actions across the country in solidarity of the refugees.
Mm-hmm. In cities from like Toronto to Toronto, there was a big banner drop. Kitchener-Waterloo, Victoria, Ottawa all had actions. Vancouver, there was a big demonstration. Ottawa, cities across Canada have been uniting in demanding that Canada let the Tamil refugees stay. And actually, our first community announcement is for a demonstration, let them stay demonstration to support Tamil refugees in Montreal, which is happening tomorrow. at 12 p.m. To 2 p.m. at the Immigration and Refugee Board, which is at 200 René Levesque West. And yeah, that's just Montrealers calling and demonstrating for the immediate release of the detained Tamil asylum seekers and an end to the racist and restrictive refugee policies.
Yeah, it's really good to see everybody kind of coming out for that. And here in Kingston, we actually have not anything to do with the MV Sunti refugees.
There's been no Kingston, actually.
No, there has not. This just sounds weird coming after this announcement. There's a dance party in Kingston at the Grad Club on Friday at around 9 o'clock, put on by Kingston Youth Gay Bar, and it's at $8. But there's also Pride events this week in Ottawa, and the group Queer Faction, which is a group that's doing things that are alternative to Pride. Pride in Ottawa is usually called Capital Pride, so they're calling it the anti-capitalist Pride. And they have a bunch of events going on this weekend, so if you find yourself in Ottawa, these are some good events to go to. On Friday, there's a queer dance party at the Saw Gallery, so it's at 9 p.m., and $7 is the suggested donation. On the 28th, there's a day of workshops at the University of Ottawa campus from noon to 5. And on the 29th, there's a Queers Against Apartheid contingent that will be marching with the Capitalist Pride, starting from Wellington Street. So it's from 1 to 3 p.m. And that's all on the Queer Faction website as well. So if you find yourself in Ottawa, go to those events.
Mm-hmm, definitely check them out. And I think that's it for community announcements this week.
Speaking of alternative to Pride.
Yes, it's a nice segue. So on this week's show, we're going to be talking to a member of the Perversité Collective in Montreal, which is the Montreal Alternative to Pride, which is put on by a large, very large coalition of radical queer groups, sort of all coming together and hosting a week-long series of events that are an alternative to the mainstream Montreal Pride, which is called Diversité.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we will be back after a little bit of a break.
With a live interview.
With a live interview, hopefully so. not too many technical difficulties on our end.
Yes, we apologize for those in advance. So stay tuned.
Sometimes I sit back lonely and I wonder if every good moment in my life has been a blunder. Grinning extra off or not, I ain't really on the come up. I'm at the cliff's edge and about to fall under. Life's cold, so I guess there's no wonder why I wish on every shooting star hoping for a summer. Or at least a hot chocolate to warm up. These Alaskan winter temperatures I'm living is a bummer. Lonely at the top, well it's the same at the bottom. Trying to reach that middle ground but barely got the strength to climb up. And since I'm stuck, I wallow in my pity. Autistic mind frame sucks, nobody really gets me. Too abstract to word it simply. Too many truths spoken, so no one's really listening. So I set my alarm clock for the spring, shivering, and I've been anxiously waiting to hear the ring.
Cause these Alaskan winter temperatures I'm living got me oh so cold. Searching for some beauty, ignite my flame and warm up my soul. Man, I'm so cold, frustrating to fall away. Trying to get warm today, why is it so cold? Feels like 30 below. But I'm losing my soul.
Dear music, I need you to save me. Not hip hop or pop rock, but all of the industry. Cause it feels like I'm drowning in life, and somebody poked a hole in my flotation device. And Lord knows I ain't nothing like Mike. Felt some, I hear arms flailing and screaming, please help. I've tried but couldn't help myself, so I stick to breathing shallow, trying to save what's left. Cause it's hard to breathe when the water's this cold, falling into a river that just isn't quite froze. Icy undertow, pulling, grasping at toes, while I'm doing the best I can to stay afloat. And who knows, maybe this ain't the battle for me to win, but genetically I'm incapable of giving in. So I'm staying on this court playing till I get a win. That won't be till weatherman says summer's here again. Cause these Alaskan winter temperatures I'm living got me oh so cold. Searching for some beauty, ignite my flame and warm up my soul. Man, I'm so cold, frostbite ain't too far away. Trying to get warm today, why is it so cold? Feels like 30 below. And spring's getting closer, I can feel it. So we all know that that means summer getting nearer. And then my vision getting clearer, cause now it's all scratched up like era, era. I just went back on my 2020 shit to look life in the eyes and tell it that I'm in love with it. Cause far too often we be flirting with divorce, and I was thinking maybe this relationship it run its course. And of course I like to give you up, but that's too close to death to me. Think I have more strength than that, but maybe it is destiny that we split and I die. Cause in death I know I will never be forced to live another moment filled with lies. No more frozen tears fall from eyes, just an eternal sunrise. But instead I'm here waiting for the summer. Reoccurring dreams of some blankets in abundance. Cause these Alaskan winter temperatures I'm living got me oh so cold. Searching for some beauty, ignite my flame and warm up my soul. Man, I'm so cold, frostbite ain't too far away. Trying to get warm today, why is it so cold? Feels like 30 below. So to whom it may concern, you are no longer of concern to me. I no longer base my emotions on your approval. I am a slave to emotion, oppressed by feeling.
Are you interested in journalism and news programming?
Do you want to join CFRC's Alternative Frequency News team?
Contact Courtney at cfrcnews@ams.queensu.ca or
drop by CFRC, located at the basement of Carruthers Hall at Queen's University,
and pick up a volunteer application form.
Thumb on the pulse of global issues. Tune into Democracy Now!'s War and Peace Report, heard right here on CFRC 101.9 FM on weekdays from noon to 1 p.m. and rebroadcast again weekdays at 7 a.m. Democracy Now! Provides their audience with access to people and perspectives rarely heard in the U.S. corporate-sponsored media. Tune in or check them out online at democracynow.org.
From Pacifica, this is Democracy Now!
Feeling out of place? Feeling older than average? Are you a mature woman student? A graduate student with kids? Are you Queen's staff and taking classes? Need a home away from home? Ban Ri Center welcomes you. Located at 32 Bader Lane between Ban Ri Hall and Sterling Hall, Ban Ri Center is a resource center for mature women students, offering re-entry support, peer support, bursary assistance, a speaker series, advocacy, a computer lab, a place to hang out and meet other mature students. Check us out. Drop in today. Don't wait until your fourth year and then say, I wish I'd come by sooner.
shoes are old. Bun in the oven and the coffee gone cold. Well, who takes the burden? Who bears the load? When the people been bought and the people been sold.
Mama, things are gonna change.
She was all set up and now she's shamed and blamed. Yeah, shit, fuck the deceit, the fear. And these were the words left ringing in her ear. You got all of the skill but none of the hustle. All of the fun but none of the muscle. All of the brains but none of the focus. Only some of the hocus, none of the pocus.
Stop building prisons.
Come on now.
Because we're just
for a bone. Well, justice been served, fuck, justice been blown. Hey, B, hey, T.
Yeah,
I got a cool idea.
Yeah, what is?
Get the heat on the phone, on the phone, on the phone. It ain't right, 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 it ain't right. You gotta stop
building prisons. Because we're just
of the world's population, but we also have 25% of the world's prison population. They incarcerate young black men from the ages of 18 to 24 at a higher rate than they did during the apartheid. 90% of people in prisons are there for non-violent drug crimes. It ain't right, but it's real, so you know what we better do?
We gotta stop building prisons, because we're just too pretty for prison.
Come on, come on, come on.
And we're back. You're listening to Bash Back. And we're just going to run through those tracks that we just played really quick. First up, we heard Young Esso with Alaskan Winters.
And then we heard Stop Prisons with by Inner Princess.
Okay. And now we're going to go to our guest, who's joining us via phone from Montreal. So we're just going to ask Jordan to introduce
Hello.
Himself.
Hello.
Hello. Are you guys hearing me?
Yeah.
Yes. I love it when the phone patch works.
So do we.
I love when the phone patch works. My collaborator at CQT's Queercore, Monday nights at 6 p.m., 90.3 FM, saw me mess up a phone patch once, and now every time we have one, he actually sometimes says on air, "Hope this works."
Yeah, this is our first one, so you should consider yourself very lucky.
Phone patch virgins. Yes. I'm allowed to say that on air.
Yes, definitely.
So thank you for holding. I appreciate your call. That's a joke.
Okay, so maybe we can start by Jordan. Do you want to introduce yourself to our listeners?
Yeah, sure. Hi, my name is Jordan Arsenault. I'm a member of the organizing collective for Perversité, Montreal's underside of Pride. It happened August 5th to 15th this year, and it was the fourth annual Perversité. I'm also an organizing member of Radical Queers Men, which is a similar 10-day event, queer event, Bonanza, that happens in March, which we did the second year of this year. Mm. I've been active in the community scene in Montreal, as well as doing translation. And yeah, as I said, currently I'm a co-host of CQT's Queer Core, which bears a lot of hilarious resemblances to Dashback Kingston, in that my supervisor's name is also Courtney. And that we have, you know, a difficult relationship with phone patches, and you're always hustling to try and find Canadian content songs that are also socially conscious. yeah, that's my bag.
Cool. So, what can you tell us about the history of Pride in Montreal and how it's changed over the years?
Yeah, sure. Well, Pride in Montreal is almost as old as Toronto Pride. Montreal's Pride orgs really took off during the AIDS crisis in the late 80s. And were spearheaded around not just having the parade, but also having, you know, days of outdoor events and gatherings. And that turned into Diversité, which was a particular group of gays and lesbians that wanted to have a socially and governmentally and commercially recognized spot on the queer pride, gay pride circuit, and they were together with the parade organizers for a really long time, like 17 years or something, doing the pride parade, as well as the kind of things that you see in most mainstream prides, like outdoor DJ stages and visiting porn stars and beer sponsors and all that stuff. And then in 2007, due to some kind of dispute that I wasn't party to, they decided to cancel Community Day and the parade, and not do it, not cancel it, but just the Diversité, which was getting all of the big gay funding, wasn't going to do those things because they weren't profitable for the bars, and they were too much hassle, and they required too much community liaising, and really, who wanted to go to them anyway?
Sounds all too familiar.
And so, in response to that, Fierté Montréal was born, and I don't know those cats too well, but they did their best to make the parade happen, keep up the beat, and didn't have a lot of support from the bars and clubs at first, but that gained over the years. And in the same year, in 2007, members of Concordia's Q team, which is now housed out of QPIRG, Quebec Public Interest Research Group at McGill, and members of the Prisoner Correspondence Project, along with a ragtag bunch of anti-capitalist queers, ran a short series of events that coincided with and led up to the Pride Parade. And well, from one year to another, it got bigger and bigger, involving more and more community groups and more different queer people. And it led to this year's Thursday, which is the biggest yet, with 40 events over 10 days. And apparently, according to one of the older, one of the more mature lesbians in the group, is probably now on the map as one of North America's biggest alt prides. Which is fun because we don't get a lot of money, but we have a lot of heart, and there's tons of people involved, and it's like an umbrella organization that shares basically publicity and a lot of common ground for doing a lot of very autonomous events, everything from a wig maintenance workshop to a potluck for queer people of color to queer ballet to a really well-attended panel on the criminalization of HIV transmission, to a cabaret, to a sex party, the whole 9 yards, leading up to, well, 10 yards, really, leading up to the Queers Come Out Against Israeli Apartheid and the Pink Bloc in support of trans rights, which happened on Sunday the 15th. And so that's that's like a nutshell. About maybe two nuts, maybe a nutting shell. nutting shell of what Perversité was this year, and you can check us out at perversité.org to get an idea of just how much was packed into these 10 days.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah.
That was pretty awesome.
Yeah, it was, I read that this year in Montreal marked sort of the first rally for trans rights in Montreal history. Is that correct?
Well, we think so. Okay. In the past, organizations like the Association des Transsexuels du Québec have kind of in the French style relied on like things like petitions and letter writing campaigns, and you know, they come out with other groups in order to make themselves known and make their political and social stances known. However, this year we had a die-in in front of a very imposing governmental building near Place des Arts in Montreal called the État Civil, the sort of the civil state registry body that has complete dictatorial control over the a very crucial trans issue of how people are legally allowed to change their names. And the trans rights cause célèbre of this year that the local francophone queer radical group Politique supported was in regards to showing the numerous obstacles that trans people have to face in order to obtain a legal name change. In Quebec, is very backward. The restrictions on whether on how long you have to have been using your new name, how much you have to resemble a person of your chosen sex in order to get your gender changed on your ID card, on your health card, all of those things are like slathered in red tape. And one of the things that's the most problematic about it all is that it's extremely exclusive towards new arrivals, and it also often, in order to get your gender changed on your ID cards, which relates to people's social perception, to their access to healthcare, to their sense of self, you often have to prove that you've been doing hormone treatments, or you have to prove that you've had top or bottom surgery to do something to conform to binary gender categories. And so the main part of the platform for the Pink Bloc and for Politique this year, and for Perversité as well by association, was to find ways of humanizing the name change situation in Quebec, which is totally dated and unnecessary. There are countries like the UK and Spain which have streamlined this and made it such that those changes are not constrained by paranoia around anti-terrorism, which is one, I think, the main reason why name changes have such a lockdown, not just in Quebec, but in Canada and some places in the U.S. as well, that they don't want to make it easier to change your gender, because then they could make it easier for people to hide. And so it's part of the many ways in which transgendered people are, in a way, criminalized and excluded, and basically held back from exercising their full citizenship rights. So that was a big deal. We had a great turnout for the die-in back in June, and a wicked turnout with the ATQ in the parade. I myself was megaphoning the dance demo against Israeli apartheid that Perversité and friends were involved in on that Sunday. So I wasn't with the ATQ and Politique that day.
Well, and like with the alternative pride events sort of going around, cropping up in a lot of major cities, have you or other members of Perversité, have you made sort of coalitions with other groups in different cities? Because I know that right now we're seeing like with something like the MV Sunsea refugee case, there's been a lot of different cities that have been taking action. So have you, has the group made sort of those connections as well?
It's interesting that you ask that, because it's so dependent on social connections in a way, as much as, for instance, I noticed that Ottawa has this hot alt pride going on called Completely Queer by the Queer Faction, which, again, is, I mean, it just bears such awesome resemblance to the kind of stuff that has been happening with Diversity over the years, like the fact that their big party is called Completely Trashed. I mean, hilarious. But for social connections, we have like a bit of a Vancouver and Berlin connection going on this year, and we had the Queer Short Film Fest, and Salbert from Berlin sent us a Montreal-geared program that was programmed specially for Perversité and shown at Tusky Café on the 10th. And it was marvelous because, as everyone knows, Berlin is one of the gayest places on earth right now, and there were some Montreal queers starring in some of these short films. So that was one of the really interesting connections. I mean, I think that there's definitely like a collective unconscious move right now towards alt pride and towards doing something with your dissatisfaction about, as Queer Faction wittily calls it, capitalist pride. There's a movement, I think, towards a rejection of the ties that come with sponsorship, a rejection of the consumerism of pride, and that makes it such that you don't actually get a lot of pride or alt-pride tourism. I mean, you might get, like, we had a few kids, as you always do, who had, like, hitchhiked here and were in Montreal, like, anyway, and that kind of happened. But I think it's something that's more tapping into the queer zeitgeist, where you have these rallying points, like HIV transmission criminalization or Israeli apartheid, that cut across all of these different communities, and yeah, there's a lot of connections between them, but interestingly, a lot of the connections happening in Montreal, I think, were mostly the fruit of social connections, whether it be someone who danced at the opening night and who's a friend from Vancouver, or somebody who sent us this amazing program of short films from Insalbert for free, just because they love us. I don't know if that answers your question, but I think the connections with the broader world of alt pride would be really interesting, but it's also one of those things that acts in a way as its own kind of, is a kind of globalization too. I mean, the tremendous localness of these alt prides, I think, is really beautiful. Like, when you look at Queer Faction's blog, or when you look at Perversité.org, or you visit the Perversité group page on the Book of Face, you can see and you can read something that I think maybe people, you could imagine yourself reading in Portland or San Francisco or Berlin, or places where, you know, people are also tapping into doing something creative with how pissed off you are, which is kind of a theme that one of the co-organizers, Josh Pavan, of the Prisoner Correspondence Project, which is a queer and trans-directed pen pal project for imprisoned people, pointed out that one of the great things about Perversité is that kind of all year you're saying no, and you're saying boo, and you're saying what sucks. And what was fun about Perversité is that it actually, except for the parade and this one documentary that we went to, it was just not interested in what was going on in mainstream pride, and had a lot of stuff to say about the validity of community action and grassroots queer community actions, of which there are so many right now happening, from the St. Emily Skillshare and their queer people of color projects that are happening down there, a self-defense workshop fundraiser at this historically cool transgender hangout bar called City Bar for single and single women and single gay moms, single lesbian moms. And there, all of this like ends up on the same poster, and maybe all year you only really run into each other at parties, but for this 10 days it became something bigger than all of its parts, which is, I think, kind of everyone's, you know, kind of activist dream, right?
You've talked a bit about sort of the criminalization of certain bodies, and on the show we've been talking a bit about the prison industrial complex and what that means for radical queers. So can you speak to a little bit about where do you think this sort of organizing is going for radical queers in terms of combating prison systems?
Yeah, that's a really interesting question, and is definitely one that has resurfaced after having apparently been a popular queer topic in the 70s and 80s. For a variety of reasons, it was put to the wayside and is now becoming an issue again through small groups, small, very poorly funded groups, like the Prisoner Correspondence Project. That's the only current queer prison-centered undertaking that I'm aware of, and it was part of Perversité, and they work through, I guess what you can only really describe as social and narrative support to these isolated queers who are trapped in prison, and some of which, for instance, are in prison for life just because of age of consent laws, and were having consensual sex with their teenage lover as teenagers, and have been in prison their whole life and will be in prison forever. And you have, I guess, this sense when you're going up against the monolith that is the injustice system, that a lot like a lot of grassroots projects will chip away at one issue at a time. I think the Prisoner Correspondence Project is looking at trying to affect the lives of kind of one queer at a time, either by helping them find resources, helping them find meaning, helping them find advocacy, just giving them something to stop thinking about the drudgery and the torture that is their confinement, especially when you're talking about the prevalence of imprisonment amongst First Nations populations, amongst people who are in prison for nonviolent crimes, and who are members of ethnic minorities. You are looking at like basically a Pandora's box of social issues that is seen through this distorted perspective of all of society's oppressions behind these cinder block buildings. And so I think that they're much like solidarity with the Palestine, solidarity with basically survivors of the prison injustice system, is a way for people in the queer community to feel like they can do something with the privilege and freedom that have been won for them by prior generations. It's one way amongst many, but I don't know of any queer organizations that are successfully attacking the Harperian evil genius behind it all. You know, the technocrats, Ottawa, the religious right, people who make the prison injustice system work and make it tenacious, those people are not accessible to us. And that's why it will be perpetuated. And so right now, I think what we're working on is getting a basis of unity, as they would say at some of my compatriots would say in the queer scene at Q Team, a basis of unity of this pen pal project to turn it into something else. Because we're so many years behind getting the white middle class to care about incarcerated populations. We're like years behind, and we don't like admitting that to ourselves. But a very old, very illustrious activist told me that it is a very big job, And so it almost, for me, makes more sense that it's starting with these letters. That's my take on that. But I'm all for it. I'm all for it. I think that the prison injustice system is the most misogynist, racist, capitalist example of all of the worst things on earth. And I think a lot of queers would agree with that.
Yeah, definitely. I think especially there are a lot of people here in Kingston who would also agree with you and would be really interested in what we have been talking about. There's been a kind of recent surge in organizing around the prison industrial complex in Kingston, which is kind of...
Which weighs on you guys.
Yeah, it's like the heart of the Canadian prison industrial complex.
It's like right in your backyard.
Yeah, right here.
My friend Jessica McCormick did a ready-made animation workshop with some women in the Kingston prison. And you can see the video on YouTube. It's called We Become Our Own Wolves. And the music is by Ray Spoon. That's the kind of project that I think can maybe help unite people, because you know what? I mean, when it comes to the prison system, I mean, the prison system will never, as a monolith to critique and to tear down, unfortunately, it's got a lot of barriers with the middle class white mindset that is so easily manipulated by pro punishment technocrats. And so there's a lot of work to do, and I think part of the work to start doing is to create ways that will help the silent, complicit white middle class understand what the injustice system is doing. And one of the ways to do that, I think, is through letter writing and art, and through finding solidarity through the families of people who are surviving incarceration. And so if you want more information on that, check out the Prisoner Correspondence Project, either on the Book of the Face or by Googling them, because their website escapes me at the moment.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us today, Jordan. It was so... left us with a lot to think about, I think, here in Kingston. It's great to hear more details on Perversité, and
I can't wait to visit Kingston.
You should definitely come back.
Take me for a near beer if I visit Kingston.
Of course.
Of course.
I call it Queenston.
Well, it does seem like that most days.
Most days.
Well, especially this time of year. So if you ever come to Montreal, come by CQT Monday night at 6 p.m.
Sounds good.
Say some words on my show. we'll go for poutine.
Yay.
Perfect. And
right
beer.
Thanks, Zach. Right. Have a good day.
Thanks so much.
Bye.
Bye. All right, and that was Jordan from the Perversité Coalition in Montreal. That we were talking to live via phone. And now we're going to go play a couple of tracks for you all.
Thank you. I hear the call from the suburbs down to the plateau. The kids know how to stand. Cover your eyes with both hands, looking for a new song. Looking for a new song. Colonial ghosts, if they live in your bones. Ask the colonial ghosts if they live in your bones. Ask the colonial ghosts if they too.
That you just heard was Big Strong White Man by the White Noise Supremacists and Come On Forest Fire by Ray Spoon, who Jordan mentioned to us.
That's all we have time for on today's show.
I just want to send a big thank you to Jordan, who's so amazing.
Yes, thank you so much.
And he's been so patient with us.
Yes, we failed multiple times at trying to get an interview.
All right.
But the end result was so awesome.
So, all right. You'll hear from us again next week.
Mm-hmm.
This is DJ Flint.
And DJ Fraz.
Thanks so much for listening.
Have a good evening.
Turning generously to the colors that reside in me. Wind is shifting without warning. Now frost becomes the night and it's pouring. With all delights like embers warming the bones in spite of what is coming. Towards my life, speed of gasoline. Towards my life, speed of gasoline.
the wheels move slowly, softly stroking the bitter and the lonely. And friends' hands pile victory upon loss. Friendships struggle at all costs. I will not abandon any union that staggers or falters in the head from confusion. I will not abandon any union that staggers or falters in the head from confusion. I am wise enough to see that I am nothing without my small ocean of friends who support me. Wise enough to see that I am nothing without my small ocean of friends who give love to the end, who give love to the end, who give love to the end, who give love to the end. It's the end, a house at the end of some road is burning. Citizens stop and stare, heads just turning. A hurricane tore the roof off of a home. A couple inside slept through the whole thing. Noons on the lake, haunting sensuous at night in their wake. Some magic tells me everything will be alright. Everything will be alright. Right, right, right.
The vocal track.
You did it the way the baby story.